April 19th, 2005. We're going to do one bill on the full, and then the criminal will take over after we're done. Open a work session on House Bill 2605. Mr. Taylor, can you explain the bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate House Bill 2605 comes to you from Representative Richardson. Requires a person to notify the parents or ward of an unemancipated minor seeking abortion 48 hours prior to performance of the abortion to the minor seeking an abortion. Allows a person to perform an abortion without giving notice if there is a medical emergency and notification is not possible. The Department of Human Services or a court authorizes the abortion. The person who has performed the abortion provides notice to the parent in person. Requires DHS to request within 3 days of receiving notice the assignment of an administrative law judge from the Office of Administrative Hearings if the minor has requested an abortion. Allows the administrative law judge to authorize the abortion if the administrative law judge finds, one, that the applicant is mature and capable of giving informed consent, or two, obtaining an abortion without parental notification is in the best interest of the applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor. Representative McPherson, you have some amendments.
Yes, I do, Mr. Chair. Thank you very much. I have the dash one amendments that I've just distributed, and these amendments would track with what the case law has been in dealing with the issue of parental notification and the federally recognized privacy rights with respect to those seeking termination of a pregnancy. And the key features are that it would require notification to the parent or other responsible adult with respect to a minor who's seeking termination of a pregnancy, and then identify several exceptions where that notification would not be required, and those are described in Section 5 of the bill. It starts at the bottom of page 2, including where termination without notice is necessary to protect the life or health of the minor, where providing notice to the parent would likely result in abuse of the minor, where the minor is mature and capable of providing informed consent to the termination without providing notice to the parent, or terminating the pregnancy without providing notice to a parent would otherwise be in the best interest of the minor. So with that very brief summary, I move the dash one amendments into House Bill 2605.
Representative Ferrison moves the dash one amendments into 2605. Any further discussion? Have a vote on putting the amendments into the bill, please.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Barker?
Aye.
Representative Flores?
No.
Representative Ferrar?
No.
Representative Thatcher?
No.
Representative Ward?
Absent.
Vice Chair McPherson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
No.
Chair Krieger?
No. Moving the amendments has failed. Have a motion on the bill.
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 2605 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, Representative Flores has moved House Bill 2605 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any further discussion? Could you please take the vote on the bill?
Representative Ackerman?
No.
Representative Barker?
No.
Representative Flores?
Aye.
Representative Garrard?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Wirt? Absent. Vice Chair McPherson?
No.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Chair Krieger?
Aye. House Bill 2605 moves to the floor with the due pass recommendation, and Representative Richardson will be the carrier on the bill. And we will recess for a moment now till we get over to the other bills in the subcommittee.